WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. While voter turnout in Brazos County was just more than 10%, not every voting location saw activity.
County Clerk Karen McQueen says some sites hosted multiple precincts, but not all precincts were represented. One example, the Peach Creek Community Center, where there were no registered voters in Precinct 68, but those living in Precinct 28 participated. Another location was the Lincoln Center, where Precinct 72 had no registered voters living in the Bryan School District. Voter Registrar Christy Rose says there will be a statewide review of how the first election went, requiring photo identification.
I really haven't seen anything or heard anything or heard of any major issues. In approximately 2 weeks, we'll all be meeting here. We're going to be talking about this issue, I'm sure, as well as everything else that we do, obviously, in the tax office.
And among those happy about statewide voter approval for taking $2 billion to finance water projects are State Representative Kyle Cassell, who says it will benefit his rural district that runs from College Station to West.
Liked about Proposition 6 from the beginning is it still starts grassroots. It comes through the local groundwater districts, through Region G in our area, till it gets to the Texas Water Development Board. So this is, you know, from the people all the way, just approval for the SWIFT fund. I mean, it's a great program. It's actually simple in my mind.
Cassell hopes one of the first projects will assist replacing the water system in the West following last April's fertilizer plant explosion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second straight night, Bryan police responded to an armed robbery. Tuesday night, just before 11, two men held up an employee and a customer of the El Toro Bar on Sims between 21st and 22nd. No one was hurt and an undisclosed amount of money was taken. Suspect information is online at WTAW.com. Officer Kelly McKeithen says these men are not believed to have participated in a holdup the night before at Mobile Zone USA on South Texas. A Bryan woman is accused of child endangerment while working at a local daycare center. The arrest of 53-year-old Freddie Walton followed a six-week investigation by police and the State Department of Family and Protective Services. According to the arrest report, a five-month-old boy fell from her lap and hit his head on the floor.
It's not the fact that there was an accident that occurred. It's more of the fact that it wasn't reported immediately and, the type of injury that was sustained if it's prolonged before it is treated, can cause more serious injury.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the baby is out of the hospital after being treated for a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. State officials say Camelot Learning Center was cited for failing to ensure no child is abused, neglected, or exploited. The center remains open and can still appeal the state action. According to the arrest report, Walton, who is out of jail after posting bond, told police the injury was the result of the baby rolling on the floor and bumping his head on a table. The search for the next president at A&M is going like the system chancellor wants, quietly. John Sharp was asked at this week's meeting of the university staff council why they have one of two non-voting members on the search committee.
The previous committees were 15 and 22, right. Stuff like that. And one of the problems with that was that you had a reluctance for people, you know, the president of Joe Blow University to apply, because you're sitting there saying, do I really believe that 22 people are going to be able to keep my name secret, or am I going to read it in the Purdue newspaper or something like that?
The student body president is also an ex officio member. Sharp says nominations are still being accepted and an outside consultant continues to recruit candidates both through Thanksgiving. Bryan, Iola, and Somerville are among the locations where large amounts of ammonium nitrate is stored. A new website has been announced by the State Fire Marshal's office following last April's explosion at the fertilizer plant in West. Other storage facilities are located in Marquay, Giddings, and Carmine. Through a voluntary inspection program, the state identified 110 locations in 71 counties storing at least 10,000 pounds of the potentially hazardous chemical. State officials did not reveal additional locations that did not agree to be inspected, and other sites were not disclosed due to security reasons. Maps of the locations in Bryan, Iola, and Somerville are online at WTAW.com, along with a link to the Fire Marshal's database. If you've driven by the Simpson Drill Field on the A&M campus this week, you've seen construction going on. Ryan Pierce with Habitat for Humanity says it's part of a new student-led effort for the nonprofit.
There's a new student organization called BUILD. It was initiated by Corps of Cadet members who wanted an organization that would bring together students from all over campus. And they're sponsoring a Habitat home right now. They raised $50,000 to build that home. It's underway in Bryan, and they're actually bringing volunteers each week to build that house.
Pierce says several Habitat volunteers have been assisting as the students have been building walls this week for four additional homes. And thanks to a group of caring Texans, including an Aggie connection, a little calf named Hero still has a chance.
Hero is 8 months old. He lost his rear hooves to frostbite after he was dumped in a Virginia pasture earlier this year. Kitty Martin took Hero in, and she and her husband were driving across Arkansas yesterday when the calf got seriously ill. The Martins were able to arrange emergency treatment for Hero in Mount Pleasant, and vets at A&M examined the calf to find he was okay. Now they're looking at treatment options for his hooves, including surgery. They say surgery on both legs will cost as much as $10,000. Chris Summer, TSN News.
WTAW News time is 8:13. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and a family-owned and operated business since 1943, Pioneer Steel prides itself in providing the highest quality products for your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs. Whether you need pipe for fencing at your ranch, a structural metal building package, or a metal roof for your home, trust the experts at Pioneer Steel. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East, call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com today.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
It's that time of year again. The 87th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade is now accepting entries. This year, the parade is on Sunday, December 8th. Your community group, school, or business can be a part of the fun as we celebrate the season with a theme of Christmas morning. To enter your group, go to bcsparade.com. You'll find the entry form, ideas for float decorating, ways to get started, and you can view photos of last year's winners. It's all online at bcsparade.com. Entry deadline is Friday, November 22nd.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Colder and drier weather settles in across the state for today. We'll see lots of sunshine. It's going to be cool. Temperatures today near 65. Clear tonight will fall back to about 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. I think we'll have highs anywhere from 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday, a decent start to the weekend. A mixture of clouds and sun and turning milder with highs approaching 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know those Will Ferrell commercials?
With the car?
They're working.
I believe it.
Well, he has fun with it. The company reports that the commercials, apparently 70 of them were made, okay? Will dressed pitching Anchorman 2 as Ron Burgundy and has resulted in an 11% increase in sales over the past month, according to Bloomberg Business, for the Durango SUV, which is pretty good. And, of course, you get to, most importantly, stay classy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I can't wait to watch Elf. I really love him. That's Will Ferrell also, and it's Christmas time, and you make cookies and watch Elf, and it's good.
Or you could probably watch it this afternoon on YouTube if you wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then I'll sound like a loser if I talk about that on the radio.
If it's the holidays. You do stuff different during the holidays. And you got a little cool weather, for the first
time.
That's
true,
weather. So, yeah. But it's going to be nice. High temperatures are going to be in the 70s. I'm guessing Jeff would say it's a great day to go play golf. Jeff's here this morning from the Bryan Golf Course. How are you, man?
Thanks, Scott. Good morning.
Just about any day is good to play.
You got that right. Yeah. We want to welcome everybody back. You know, we're still the best golf value around. Just $10 greens fees most of the week. Only 19 on Saturday and Sunday morning. So great value, great exercise, and as you say, perfect weather.
Sure.
So we're looking forward to that. And in that regard, we have a program, instruction program. We want to build new members in the flock of golfers. So,
is that what you actually call it?
No.
Flock of golfers?
Okay. No, that's a gaggle.
Oh, my gosh.
A gaggle of golfers.
It depends what sound they're making.
Got that alliteration going on for you.
No, that was a bad first thought.
No, that's okay. That's not a bad deal. All right, so anyway, so if you want to learn the game, that's
the main thing. Yeah. There are people who may have been away from the game for a while, people who just need to brush up because they've been a little rusty, or more importantly, people who are excited about possibly becoming golfers, joining a family or friend of people who play and just haven't had a clue how to go about it.
Right.
We have the answer. It's called Get Golf Ready. It's a series of four lessons, and we'll get you from having never held a club to being comfortable on the golf course in just those four lessons. We've scheduled it over consecutive weekends, so it'd be like a Friday-Sunday afternoon and the following Friday-Sunday afternoon, 4:30. It's for about an hour each session. Mm-hmm. But like I say, it's A to Z, and you're ready to play. It's the certified official program of the PGA of America, and we're excited to be the place where you can have that experience here in town. Our next series, we do a monthly. Mm-hmm. Our next series starts next Friday, the 15th. Mm-hmm. All the information and registration details are online at our website, briangolf.com.
Okay. Classes are limited, I guess, in size?
Not really.
No? Okay.
We have a pool of instructors, and we'll expand the number of teachers depending on the students who sign up. We promise no more than a 6-to-1 ratio.
Okay.
We invite you to bring your own group. If you've got some friends, you want a family to get together. The other beauty of it is that we have it for all ages. So we have programs tailored for kids, for teens, for adults. We want everybody to feel like there's a chance for them to get involved and join the fun out on the golf course.
Get out there with a bunch of other people who don't know what they're doing, and you can be comfortable, right, as you move forward to that. Now, anything going on during the holiday season?
Actually, two big things.
Yeah.
Number one, next holiday coming up, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of people say that they would really like to get in around to golf on Thanksgiving morning, but obviously everybody can't play on Thanksgiving morning,
sure.
So we've solved that.
Okay.
Because everybody can play on Thanksgiving morning. We're going to have an 8 o'clock shotgun start. That's a fancy term for meaning everybody starts on a different hole at the same time. They can end at the same time. So everybody will start about 8, be done by noon, mm-hmm. and off to Thanksgiving stuff. So one wave shotgun start Thanksgiving morning if you want to play then. And if you do play in our Thanksgiving shotgun, we'll give you a buy one, get one free for your next round.
Hey, that is a good deal.
So we're inviting people to make plans to join us on Thursday the 28th. And then the other big thing is gift cards. For the golfer on your list, we have gift cards available in any amount, and I hope people consider those as a stocking stuffer.
So that's good for greens fees or in the clubhouse?
Spends like cash on anything we got.
Yeah. Now, see, that first part, that's important because if you need to get your husband out of the house because he's just going to be in the way.
Mm-hmm. Or just a boy you like.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Okay, that too. But I'm thinking if you got family in, then have all the guys go play golf or maybe all the ladies play golf and let the guys stay home and fry the turkey or whatever you need to do there. But, yeah, have them all out to the golf course, and that's the shotgun.
It sounds like a fun tradition because the weather's always going to be good this time of year.
Well, we certainly hope so. So if they want some more information, Jeff, what do they do?
BrianGolf.com is our website.
Okay, that's pretty easy. And again, so if you want to learn the game, you can do that. And if you already know how to play the game, you got some good deals. It's the best value in town at the golf course. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet.
It's good to be with you.
We visit folks in the city of Bryan on Thursdays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival happening every weekend now through December 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. This weekend, join in for the annual Roman Bacchanal. When in Rome, do as the Romans and don your toga for the world's largest toga contest. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chris Dyer here this morning from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You have a guest.
Brittany Harden with Brazos Dance Collective with me today, and they have an event this weekend.
Well, welcome to you. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us.
Tell us about the Dance Collective, a little bit of history on it.
The Brazos Dance Collective has been around for a few years. We were formerly known as the Armstrong Bergeron Dance Company, but we have since evolved. And this is, I think, our third year to have the Brazos Contemporary Dance Festival.
There you go. So when and where is the festival going to be?
It's going to be on campus at Texas A&M University in the new Physical Education and Activity Program Building.
Okay.
It's a beautiful...
You know, I'm going to interrupt myself. Okay. Yeah, it's a recorded interview. But it's the wrong recorded interview. So I don't know. Yeah, I've probably done that before. I know I've done that before. As a matter of fact, I looked at it. And I didn't record that this week. Anyway, so we'll do the correct one here in just a minute, okay?
A better than expected report. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If the numbers hold through future revisions, the economy expanded over the summer at the fastest pace in a year. The Commerce Department estimates the gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 2.8% in the third quarter, up from 2.5% in the second quarter. The agency will issue new GDP numbers over the next couple of months, taking into account data not currently available. There were fewer new faces on the unemployment lines last week. The Labor Department says first-time claims for jobless benefits fell by 9,000 to 336,000. The European Central Bank gave the markets a boost this morning when it cut a key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. JCPenney released a report on last month's sales to update the markets on its turnaround plan. Sales for penny stores that have been open a year or more were up nearly 1% from October of last year. Stock market futures are modestly higher ahead of the Thursday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This is Louisa. Recently, she got help going online.
Okay, so hit that green button.
This is her first video chat.
Oh, Louisa?
Oh, my gosh. There she is.
And the first time she's seen her niece in 5 years.
It's so good to see you.
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you.
Oh, I've missed you.
Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/...
News Talk 1620 WTAW in the studio with Chris Dyer from the Arts Council. How are you?
Good. Happy to be here.
You guys have been busy.
Yeah, as usual. There seems like there's a lot of events going on. I mean, this weekend alone, tons of stuff going on. Red Wasp Film Festival, Arts at the Lake has their big art, I can't even think of the name of it right now. There's so much going on.
But it's like the traveling art show. You go from location to location.
Yeah, it's out at Caldwell, Somerville, all that area. You know, Arts at the Lake is putting that on. And then I have a good friend here with me, Kim Fox from Brazos Valley World Fest. They have something big coming up.
All right. So, Kim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
So what's going on with World Fest?
This is our 7th annual Brazos Valley World Fest this year, November 15th and 16th at Wolfpin Creek Amphitheater. We've been expanding and growing every year, so we're excited about what 2013 is going to have to offer.
This started in downtown Bryan, did it not?
Our first 2 years we were in downtown Bryan, and then we partnered with the city of College Station and moved to Wolfpin Creek, and it's been growing ever since.
So what will we find at World Fest?
Friday night, we have a free concert and dance. We have Los Salermas from Houston coming. They are a salsa merengue fusion band. At 6 o'clock, Salsa Fusion from Texas A&M is going to be offering some salsa dance lessons. And then from 7 to 10 is the free outdoor concert at the amphitheater. Saturday is the big festival itself from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. again at the amphitheater and the new developed festival field. We have expanded our culture displays. We're going to have about 50 different culture displays, international cuisine, from food vendors, as well as the displays will be serving some of their native foods. We also have arts and crafts, storytelling. We have an inflatable kids area this year with some games and free activities. Los Rebeles de Houston coming. They are a Latin ladies horse riding group. So they are going to be filling the middle of the field, showing their horse riding skills and doing a couple of performances throughout the day. And almost all of these activities are free. So it's a great day for the family to come out and celebrate with the world that live here in the Brazos Valley.
So nothing through the gate then. It's just if you're going to individual vendors.
Exactly.
Very cool.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. Appreciate it. And to find out more, do you have a website?
We sure do. Our website is BrazosValleyWorldFest.org.
Now, Chris, I know you've got a stack of stuff, so let's find out what's going on also with the Arts Council.
We have a Brazos Valley Art League exhibit opening over at the Arts Center on Dartmouth, which is on Wolfpen Creek, right next to where World Fest is going on. And I want to commend the city. They really transformed that park.
Yeah, it's really neat now.
So with World Fest, you can really get around a lot better, and they'll really use the entire park on that. And then we're really gearing up for Christmas at the Creek. A lot of people don't know that we have Santa at the Arts Center, and that's coming up in December, but we'll talk about that at a later date. You know, is it too early for Christmas? Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would just say if you really want to plan your weekend, you want to do some arts things around the Seven County region, go to acbv.org. There's always something for everyone, theater, galleries, festivals, you name it, we're there.
Chris, Kim, thank you guys for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at Dayhill.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, on Twitter at LS Directors Cup, or online. 2 decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M has a date with Mississippi State coming up Saturday at Kyle Field. The game kicks at 2:30. The broadcast on this radio station will begin at 1:30 Saturday afternoon. Against UTEP over the weekend, this past weekend, the Aggies won that 57-7, but again, played in the offensive line without starter Cedric Awehi, and on the defensive front without starter Alonzo Williams, and Coach talked about that following the game last Saturday against UTEP.
Sure, you know, we wanted to get through this week really to get, you know, Cedric and Alonzo on defense, get them through this week without having to play, and we were able to do that. So hopefully, you know, we'll get those guys back this week for SEC play, and we need to get Cedric back, and we need to get Alonzo back on defense.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Texas A&M and Mississippi State at Kyle Field on Saturday. Again, broadcast time on this station at 1:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A local child care worker has been arrested by Bryan police for not immediately reporting a baby being hurt. 53-year-old Freddie Walton of Bryan is accused of child endangerment. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the arrest follows a 6-week investigation.
It appears to have been, you know, not done by malicious intent, but the fact that it was not reported immediately and gotten that child, you know, a medical attention is what caused to the severity of the injuries.
In mid-September, a 5-month-old boy was hospitalized for a fractured skull and bleeding on the brain. According to the arrest report, the baby fell from Walton's lap and hit his head on the floor. Walton told investigators the infant rolled on the floor and bumped his head on a table. McEthan says the child has been released from the hospital. The Texas Department of Family and Protective Services says Camelot Learning Center is open and can appeal a citation issued for failing to ensure no child is abused, neglected, or exploited. A bar west of downtown Bryan is the latest target of armed robbers. Police say two men are accused of the Tuesday night holdup at the El Toro Bar on Sims between 21st and 22nd. Officer Kelly McEthan says the suspects are not associated with the robbery of the Mobile Zone USA store on South Texas the night before. An undisclosed amount of money was taken from an employee and a customer. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the descriptions of the suspects. There are at least 110 locations in Texas where at least 10,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate are stored. That's the potentially hazardous chemical at the center of last April's fertilizer plant explosion in West. Online at WTAW.com, you can see maps of storage locations in West Bryan and in Somerville and Iola. It's part of a new state fire marshal's website containing data collected following voluntary inspections after the West explosion. The number and locations of other sites that did not participate in the voluntary program were not disclosed. Officials did not post a full list of what was checked due to security reasons. Our online story also includes a link to the fire marshal's website, which shows storage sites in Carmine, Marquay, and Giddings. The reviewing is underway of the first elections in Texas requiring photo identification.
Brazos County Voter Registrar Christy Rose says one issue is dealing with the names on voter registration and photo cards not being an exact match.
Once they can identify, they use several options and give the voter an opportunity to go ahead and fill out a form to change their voter registration to match their ID, so there won't be an issue later on.
Voter turnout was just over 10%. And for some precincts, it was zero. County Clerk Karen McQueen says there were no registered voters for the Bryan School Board election in Precinct 72 at Lincoln Center, and there were no registered voters in Precinct 68 at Peach Creek Community Center. Of the 1 million who voted statewide, 62% approved spending $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund to help finance water projects. State Representative Kyle Cassell is among the supporters.
A lot of the projects are already in the pipes. You know, District 12 alone, we have had some success with the Water Development Board in some of our towns, and, you know, let's hope that West will be one of the beneficiaries of this soon. As we're working on our water infrastructure in West to rebuild that wonderful town that had disaster on April 17th.
Cassell says proposals will start from local groundwater districts, go through regional boards, then to the state's Water Development Board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A new A&M student organization has partnered with Habitat for Humanity. Ryan Pierce with Habitat says BUILD, initiated by members of the Corps of Cadets, is doing more than building a home.
Then they're actually building walls for four other Habitat homes on campus this week on Simpson Drill Field, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5. They're going to be out there building walls. We have several regular Habitat volunteers who are helping lead that project on campus.
Pierce says BUILD raised $50,000 to get a Habitat house off the ground in Bryan. Time is running out in the first phase of who will become the next president at A&M. Chancellor John Sharp says several hundred have applied and an outside consultant is recruiting candidates.
They're also talking privately to folks that within this university and within other universities, asking them, you know, recruiting them, seeing if they are interested in putting their name in and things like that. And so that process will go on probably through Thanksgiving or so.
Sharp was asked about the search process at this week's meeting of the University Staff Council, which has one of two non-voting members on the nine-member search committee. With traffic congestion building on I-35 between San Antonio and Austin and the toll road that was supposed to take the traffic off 35 standing empty, the Texas Transportation Commission is proposing a truly radical solution. Commission Chairman Ted Houghton has suggested flipping the roads, making 35 the toll road and State Highway 130 the free road. Anti-toll road activist Terry Hall says the whole thing is insane.
They're trying to make I-35 the main artery of commerce in our state. They're going to turn that into a toll road and force you to go 35 miles out of your way to get the free road.
She says the timing is interesting since there was a bill sponsored by former Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson preventing the tolling of existing interstates. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 48 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care.
Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Don't spend another football season waiting on a table somewhere and fighting the crowds to get there. This year, say goodbye to the game day traffic by saying hello to an outdoor kitchen from Line Home Products. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor setting for any game day occasion. They offer custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Whether you just want to relax outdoors with your family or entertain guests for this fall, Line Home Products has you covered. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 979-229-9251.
Tonight, on a special Thursday edition, The Voice is live. As America chooses the top 12.
Now we're talking.
It's live, so anything can happen.
I'm not going to love him any less.
I'm not going to love you any less ever.
Well, that's great. Maybe y'all can go out on a date.
Then, it's a great hour of all-new comedy with Sean Saves the World, The Michael J. Fox Show, and a guest star so big, we're actually not allowed to tell you who it is. Followed by an all-new Parenthood. It all begins at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with KX Chief Meteorologist Jared Plushnick on the KX Weather Blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes.
Got it! The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up, jumper is for the five.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryan or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
838, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call now about the fall promotion, up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
Colder and drier weather settles in across the state for today. We'll see lots of sunshine. It's going to be cool. Temperatures today near 65. Clear tonight will fall back to about 45 to 50. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. I think we'll have highs anywhere from 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday, a decent start to the weekend. A mixture of clouds and sun and turning milder with highs approaching 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, and a guest in our control room now.
Thank you. Thank you so much. General Manager Ben Downs, earning the respect and love that he's come to expect.
Well, since you're not any much of that any
I'm
other
not
stuff
important
anymore.
You're
not. No, nobody returns kind of, his calls aww. Anymore.
It's all fallen off. Even Kat has a certain look of disrespect as she walks past you.
Now that is ridiculous.
She walked by yesterday and said, oh, it's you.
Yeah. That is not what
are
I
you
said.
Still here?
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Yeah.
Lies. It's all lies.
Yes, so you say.
Right,
so
anyway, don't emulate our president.
Yes. Yeah, I went to this. I went to this Stephen Lang thing last night. Oh, I
the
can't
guy from
believe.
Avatar.
Yeah, the guy from the guy.
The angry general.
Yeah, actually, he was a colonel in Avatar.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, I looked this guy up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know much about him. I looked him up. He's a cool guy. Does a lot of things. Really smart fella. And they have him in the next two Avatar. Avatar 2 and 3.
Really?
I was under the impression that he was killed quite soundly in Avatar 1.
Obviously,
his
the
character.
Focus, obviously, the focus groups wanted him back.
That's a fact.
That's why he's there.
I'm glad to see those scars that he got in Avatar are healed.
Oh, good. That's all good. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, first of all, you know, first off, I have to say the man's in remarkable shape. Lily pointed that out to me right at the
right.
Holy cow, he works out.
Yeah. Yes, he does, I'm sure.
Fine.
Yeah, well, let's see if... But anyway, I'm the one that's got the car, so that's okay.
So people understand. I mean, this is a show that he wrote, one-man show. And,
but the book was by Larry Smith.
Yeah.
The book was by someone else. And it was the story, in their own words, I guess, of these Medal of Honor winners. And that was just, it was great. It was absolutely great. And especially since one of the guys that he plays in here in his one-man show is Clarence Sasser from Texas, and he was in the audience.
Well, that's
so
and
we
that's
gave a couple of standing O's to Mr. Sasser for his service.
Outstandingly good. Hello.
You know, I know that Mr. Downs never listens to the show, but had he listened to the show, I had Stephen Lang on a couple of nights ago, and this guy played Ike Clanton in the movie Tombstone, the iconic movie Tombstone.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
He was a Huckleberry, and he played in one of the great TV shows, Crime Story.
Oh,
he was the district attorney in Crime Story.
Okay.
Who is this?
So this guy's been around.
Which, do you have a show here locally, sir?
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
it's an internet show.
So were you able to ask him if to explain this sudden resurrection in the Avatar movie?
No, because I was not aware that he was going to be resurrected in Avatar.
Yeah, that would have. That would have.
Frank, you're telling me something I didn't know. I did not know there was going to be an Avatar 2 and 3.
Nor did I.
It's on IMDb.
Well, of course it is. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for the insight. We appreciate it.
Right. Was there anything else we needed to know about Mr. Lang before we went in there last night?
He hung up.
Well, of course he did.
Hello. Might be a call. Hello. It's your turn. Okay.
Maybe somebody butt dialed us.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Anyway, so there we found out more about Stephen Lang.
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
he's
good
quite,
show.
It was a great show. Yeah. It was a great show. Yeah. And Rudder Theater was just perfect for it. Of course, you know, I can't hear anything for the first few minutes until the sound gets settled, but that's okay. Yeah. That's me, not them.
And it's part of it. And again, it's part of the Intimate Gatherings program, which is neat because then he comes out afterwards and discusses. And again, since this is pretty much his baby,
A lot of folks leave, and so you get to move down toward the front.
Right.
And no, you do.
Yeah.
No.
It's just a lot of folks leave. You get to move up.
That's for the part where you just get to sit there and talk to him and ask questions and all. No, you're not way back in the back unless you want to be. And, you know, you get to, you know, watch his expression while he answers. Then he went outside and made pictures and signed brochures and everything. I was wondering whose brainchild the whole Intimate Gatherings series was, because it's unique. They may do that everywhere in America for all.
Well, we're not the only ones, but it is a good deal. Hello.
Yeah, don't forget he played the Army recruiter in the movie Signs.
That was him.
That classic.
Wow, there you go.
Signs was good. You sit around, you watch Elf.
Back at you.
Elf is good.
Yes, sitting there lighting the hearth and the fireplace and the fake wood in there. And
speaking of Elf,
and I can't believe we were.
Bill Nye the Science Guy is going to be on with Bob Newhart on Big Bang Theory next week. Bob Newhart was an Elf. You didn't think I'd have an Elf.
That's it. There it is. Okay. Woo! I was missing out on that one, sir.
You were afraid there was going to be a non-sequitur?
I had no idea where that was going.
Wait, it sounds like Cat, but the voice is
Scott's
voice.
It's different.
Now, I'm going to give you one last opportunity before we have to move on.
that sounds so final.
the people's
All right, Ben, here's your last
opportunity.
Your last opportunity.
Yep. The People's Choice Awards are coming up.
And, always a high point of the awards season.
January the 8th. And so what we were trying to find out is your vote for favorite network TV comedy. Because here are the nominees. They'd be Modern Family.
I quit watching it.
How I Met Your Mother.
Never saw it.
Glee.
I quit watching that early on.
The Big Bang Theory.
Only see reruns at the gym.
And Two Broke Girls.
I think I would like Two Broke Girls because it has that cruel, edgy humor that I have come to love over the years. But I don't know. I've never, except for Modern Family, I've never seen more than a few episodes or two.
Yeah.
I mean, and I have seen Big Bang Theory, but it's always, you know, been on the elliptical, and that's, you know, I'm kind of huffing and puffing.
It's not a good quality viewing time.
No.
I can truly say I've never seen any of these shows.
Yeah, well, Modern Family, you would like the early ones, but they are beginning to wear down and kind of run down. What were the dramas?
The dramas are Chicago Fire, which I watch and I do enjoy. However,
I haven't seen
was
it.
Talking to the Bryan Fire Department fire chief and asked Randy about that. And I said, so you watch Chicago Fire? Yeah, for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's never realistic.
It's like WKRP in Cincinnati. Right.
So we could.
That was awesome.
Wait, I feel like WKRP in Cincinnati was a pretty realistic of what goes on here.
They didn't wear headphones.
Nope.
Yeah. No,
no headphones. Yeah.
Maybe it was a Bluetooth.
The Good Wife, and I've
never
that.
Seen that.
It's a little bit. It's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Because it has a lot of pretty good actors. Broadway people play there because that's you know, do it in New York.
Oh, well, don't get between me and the TV set. Yeah,
that's it. Grey's Anatomy, which I've never seen.
I'm glad you haven't watched it.
I watched the first couple of seasons of Grey's, and then it just got silly.
Yep.
Silly and soapy.
Nashville, which I think is pretty soapy, too. And then Parenthood. Haven't saw the movie of Parenthood. But
so I take it American Horror Story Coven didn't make it in there this year.
I have an American Horror Story
story.
I do.
I have to watch that when Lily's shopping or painting or doing some other chore where she won't wander into the den. Because,
painting?
Well, we're kind of no, we're still working on the rehab. At
oh,
the house.
I thought you meant that she.
No,
was,
last night I got to watch it as it unfolded on network TV, and she was doing touch-up painting in the as we finish up the bathroom remodel.
Ah.
And so there was that, and so that was good. It was a lot better than last week.
Was it? Well, but because it's been renewed.
Oh well, why wouldn't it be? They do a different they do a different show every year.
Well, I know, but I mean, apparently the numbers were good.
Well, yeah, the numbers are going to be good. I mean, there's a limited amount of stuff that's just unabashedly. Don't worry about the plot. We're just gonna, you know, we're just gonna show blood and gore here for a while. That's all.
I think Coven did that. And Jessica Lange, is she in this year?
She's in all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
No, she's in all of them. She's been in year one, two, and three,
really?
But different characters.
Okay.
They all come back.
Kind of like Black Adder.
This is from ABC. This is from ABC.
Nothing
glad somebody
like
got
Black
I love Black Adder.
Is this from ABC? Is that correct?
No, sir. It's from FX.
FX, okay. Oh, so I can watch it on video on demand. Okay. So I could pick up the first season if I wanted to.
You don't like horror shows, and you're not going to like this one. No, it's an acquired taste.
Okay, well, I tried that Headless Horseman thing, Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
They just make a big deal about cutting people's heads off a lot.
It's a big thing, yeah.
What are you guys laughing about? What?
That Sleepy Hollow thing, they just cut people's heads off.
Making a big deal about it.
They do. What can I say? I mean,
that's really not a horror movie. That's just a, you know.
Under curmudgeonly, it says C. Scott.
Oh, like that's new somehow.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
The old adage goes, the only difference between men and boys is the price of their toys. Well, in this case, it's just their toys in general. Only a guy could create a bed that was like a toy. I love this. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my sleep number is 55-ish. I'm still kind of playing with mine. I just got it, and I absolutely adore it. It's a memory foam mattress with a sleep chamber underneath that inflates and deflates to make it more comfortable for just me. It's like a custom-made bed. Every time I get in, I think I'm a little more tired today, or I'm a little more stiff. I'm going to go a little softer, or I'm going to go a little firmer. And it is absolutely so easy. The setup's easy. The process is easy. Setting the bed is a push button. It's easy. And it's, well, as a guy, it's just kind of fun. And right now at the Sleep Number store, save $400 on a Queen C4 mattress plus financing until 2015 with approved credit. Head on down to the Sleep Number store right across from Specs on Texas Avenue and get your Sleep Number setting today. And when you do, do me a favor. Tell them I said hey.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, about 8 minutes still. Okay, the most DVR'd television show this fall, most DVR'd. Hollywood Reporter says that would be The Blacklist from NBC. I'd do that. DVR that. ABC's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Fox's Sleepy Hollow. The Blacklist, starring Jimmy Spader, it's a 67% ratings bump when you add in the people who recorded on their DVRs and their TVs. Yeah, that's pretty significant. And, yeah, here's the story now. The American Horror story has been bumped one more year. They got this their fourth. This will be their fourth season when it comes out next year. Bill Nye the Science Guy, you know, remember, he'll be on with Bob Newhart this week on Big Bang Theory. So it's tonight, as a matter of fact.
It's exciting.
Be sure and catch that. And so anyway, you buying some Twitter stock this morning, are you? Be about $26 a share for the stock.
Well, on the initial offering, it will be.
Again, and that's a chance, if you get a chance, to have a chance to do that. Most folks won't.
It's your last chance.
Yeah. 70 million shares will be up for grabs, but again, other people will get those. Hey, Blockbuster, drive by there, take a picture. It's going away. They have announced Blockbuster will be closing their remaining 300 brick-and-mortar rental units, as well as ending their DVD-by-mail program. I guess Netflix pretty much put that nail in the
coffin.
That's
a big shocker.
Yeah.
Not.
They've been an outmoded business model for a few years now. So did you know that the Statue of Liberty hasn't always been green?
Nope.
Yeah. Not easy being green.
Thanks, Kermit.
Wasn't she originally shiny?
First arrived in 1886, it was brown because it was made of copper.
Yep.
And obviously, copper will oxidize, and so as a result, it turns green over time. We know that it was green by 1920, but reportedly was half green, half brown about 1910. Of course, no photos to show the transformation since wasn't any color film back then. We only have eyewitness accounts from that era passed down through the ages. The Gothamist, which is a website devoted to New York City, has many old photos of the statue when it was being built, but since they're all black and white, they did what did turn up was an old 1907 postcard illustrated in color that showed her brown back in 1907, but again, it's just a drawing.
I think she's really beautiful in green, though.
Well, it looks okay. It's about 5 minutes till. Here's what you were waiting for. We probably always knew this, but previous research on whether playing video games can make us smarter, those have been mixed, but this new study demonstrates a very tangible effect of playing video games. Parts of the brain can, in fact, get larger. In particular, playing Super Mario 64 for 30 minutes a day over 2 months every day? I'm not sure. Increased adult volunteers' brain volume in their right hippocampus, right prefrontal cortex, and the cerebellum. And these are the areas in the brain responsible for memory formation, strategic planning, muscle control, and your spatial navigation. The research measured the volunteers' brains via MRI and compared them with a control group that didn't play video games. They found significant gray matter increase among the gamers and theorized that playing the video games could be useful to treat brain disorders.
Oh,
so can you go get a prescription from your doctor? Can you write off buying that video game? Is that how that works?
Wow. That would be cool.
Wouldn't be bad at all, would it? Okay.
I need this Call of Duty. It's for my health.
I've got to have it. Call of Duty VI or whatever they're up to. All right, here you go. Things that cops do say. These were actually recorded from car videos. For instance, there's the officer who said, relax, these handcuffs are tight because they're new. They'll stretch out after you wear them a while. Yeah. Okay. Then there's, you want a warning. Okay, I'm warning you, if you do this again, you'll get another ticket.
Wow.
I know. You didn't think we give pretty women tickets? You're right, sign here.
Ah! Bazinga!
Nothing like a ticket and an insult at the same time. Then there's, no sir, we don't have quotas anymore. We used to have quotas, but now we're allowed to write as many tickets as we want! Take your hands off the car or I'll make your birth certificate a worthless document.
Wow.
That's a little heavy, isn't
Holy
it?
Cow.
And if you don't know how fast you're going, I guess that means I can write anything I want on the ticket, huh?
I like
and
that.
And finally, if you run, you'll only get tired when you get to jail. A little police humor for you this morning. Lady in Austin has a cake shop that's a little weird. How's that for a
no.
shock? Name's Natalie Sidesurf. Natalie Sidesurf. She is a cake artist. And she spent 40 hours building and decorating a cake with realistic severed heads on top. To make things even weirder, the faces look exactly like Natalie and her husband David with their "Till Death Do Us Part" scribbled in the frosting. It's a wedding cake. The cake was a big hit with the groom, who's kind of a horror
That's
fan.
That's macabre.
But, yeah, some of the guests were a little bit weirded out by that. Natalie said, I didn't tell anybody about it, so it made it really interesting to see people's reactions.
Was it red velvet, or what flavor was the cake?
I don't know. Once again, she's a cake artist, and she lives in Austin. Okay.
Do we have time for Lady Gaga news?
Oh, you know, and we haven't had any all day. Let me grab a call, and then we'll do Lady Gaga news for today. Hello.
You missed one about a cop that says that your eyes are bloodshot. If you just drink it, don't say your eyes are glazed. You've been eating donuts?
Yeah, really. Not a good thing. Thank you.
All right. Not probably the best direction.
Lady Gaga.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Lady Gaga news.
Oh, good. We have music for
you. Well, you have to.
Of course we do.
It's a rule.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you'd like to see Lady Gaga, you may actually get to see her in space.
Okay.
According to Us Magazine, plans are underway for a 3-day high-tech music festival called Zero G Colony, which will take place at the spaceport in New Mexico, where she plans on performing from space for part of it.
Okay.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, what does it cost? We know what tickets cost.
Oh, no, they didn't say. It's in 2015.
Okay. So you get to go to New Mexico to the spaceport.
And then maybe go to space with Lady Gaga.
There you go. Radio station in Spokane, Washington, knocked off the air on Sunday morning when copper thieves pulled the wiring off the transmission tower.
Oh.
I think Mr. Downs would have a real-life story about
that. Yeah, I think that's happened here, has it not?
Really has, yes. KMBI AM, it's a religious station, will spend several $1,000s to rewire the tower, get it back on the air. Since only one set of, we'll see what happens. But I think they tried to pull the ground radials out of our tower.
Could set it up where people would get shocked if they took it.
Well, at least that. Maybe even a little bit more than that. Because after all, it ain't theirs. It belongs to somebody else. Hello. Yes.
Have you ever noticed? I think that Lady Gaga is actually Dee Snider, her twisted sister.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know. I'm not sure. Dee Snider's pretty ugly. And, well, what? So they straightened the Lady Gaga.